information to make cash and save cash. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
People over 50 looking for a job should consider age-proofing their resumes. Joining us with tips on how to do that is Rick Cobb, founder of the workplace consulting firm 2Discern in Chicago. Rick, thank you for joining us today. And when we talk about playing the age game when it comes to trying to find the new job, it's real and it's out there. And you see this on social media where people who are over 50 talk about how they can still be a positive contributor to an organization, that they're concerned that even if they're 51, 52, or 55, that they could be screened out by a much younger person in the recruiting department.
Yeah, that's true. You know, we all have biases, whether they're somewhat benign or more severe. And those biases can be overcome by only one thing, and that's personal experience. So you can say that you do or don't like a particular type of person or where they went to school or people of a certain age, but you'll have exceptions in your own life, and those will be because that person knows you and doesn't think of you in the same way they do generically about the rest of the class.
Now, what is the age bias when it comes to hiring, when you see the resume of somebody whose professional journey began in the 1990s? And if you're an HR person, you're saying, well, I don't want to hire somebody who has that level of experience. Are you concerned that that particular employee could be more expensive? Or do you lean back on the tired old tropes that that person may not have the ability to adapt to a changing workplace?
Yeah, I think both of those are accurate in terms of how they look at it. So if you've got someone who's got 20 plus years of experience in the workforce, either they have fallen from the height that they were at, or they cost more because they just cost more because they're used to getting that kind of income. Me saying income's not the issue for me, at least in the early process, the early filtering process, isn't going to be believed because it just doesn't seem to make any sense. So that's one thing. The other thing is that, yeah, the flexibility, the ability to adapt, which is why it's so critical. It doesn't, you know, age is one thing, but in any situation, I don't have enough experience, whatever the bias is that it might exist, it filters. It's a function of the filtering mechanism. And so you have to try to find a way to avoid the filtering mechanism as much as possible, because face-to-face, you're going to be able to defeat or combat the impression of who you are on paper. And you have more flexibility. The resume can't change its mind if it doesn't like its answer.
Now, this is something that you and I have talked about a great deal, and that is the key to landing a job, regardless of your age, is that you, as the candidate, have to solve the problem for the person making the hire. You have to demonstrate that you are going to check whatever boxes this person needs to accomplish their mission in any workplace. And it seems like that face-to-face connection is will help you defeat any AI applications that are out there.
Yeah. So for everyone who's looking at it, who's interviewing, the goal is to understand the person that you're talking to's wants and needs, and then try to align any of your experiences with what they seem to want or need. And if you can tell a story about it, that's great. That's absolute. But it's not about you. It's about them. What do they want? You can get past first date to second date and ultimately get proposal and marriage, but you have to go through the first hoops. The other thing you're trying to do is avoid the people that are basically there to filter. You know, if I'm a recruiter at a low level, I'm doing phone screens, I'm looking at resumes, I'm trying to get the list of 1,000 resumes down to 10. Nowhere in that process does that person have the authority or even any interest in hiring you. So you're trying to get to the dance, and you're trying to get to the dance because they like the dance and you know what kind of dances they like.
And then very quickly, Rick, if your college graduation date starts with 19, or if your first job date begins with 19, should you lie or should you leave that number off? I mean, how do you confront the fact that you have been in the business for a couple of decades?
I think it's omission. You don't put your date of your graduation on. You know, if you've got a good school background, you put that on. Your academic experience is important. But anything that's happened in past the last 15 years unless it's just absolutely monumental and unprecedented, you just leave out of your resume. No one's going to care about that. Most of the people that are looking at your resume and are even are going to hire you don't even know what happened 15 years ago.
Good advice. Rick Cobb, founder of the workplace consulting firm 2Discern in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up next, a basketball card being showcased at a convention in the Chicago area this week could be the most valuable ever sold.